Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah, that's true. You do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Leroy. Leroy. All right, cool. Brittany.
I guess he's not interested today.
No, let me tell you. I've seen this look multiple times before. This is Leroy. Did he go to studio yesterday? Do you know if he was in studio?
Well, I wasn't there. No, I wasn't here.
Heard. I think I did see them in studio. And Leroy usually mutes his website when he comes in studio because that's what you're supposed to do. And then the next day he forgets to unmute it. But this has happened about 433 times, if I'm not mistaken. So instead we get Leroy, who's like looking at...
He's so focused right now.
He potentially has another tab even. And he has no idea. So I'm going to go ahead and start the show off correctly and give my boy Leroy a call, to which he'll then understand the error of his ways. But this is good. This is a patented Friday right here on the Tobin and Leroy show. The only thing we're missing is the show pony himself. So let's give the man a call. Yep, as we watch for this to go down. You know, it'd be great if he didn't even have his cell phone available.
Got it.
Okay, our boy Leroy unmuted the tab.
Hey,
what is the count, Dade South? What is the count at this point? It's not looking good for our boy Leroy. But let's try this again, Leroy.
What's up?
Football's What's back.
Up? I know. How about that beatdown? Boise State came down to Florida and got.
You know,
caught me off guard because that game started. When the game started, I was watching it. It looked like Boise State was going to beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, South Florida put it on them 34-7 yesterday. So
and it wasn't even that close.
They were ranked 25th before yesterday. That's probably going to change. So
maybe South Florida should be ranked 25th.
Well, we'll see. Based off of that, I can understand.
I'm a firm believer that if you beat the guy ahead of you, And here's how I feel about rankings. If one plays two, we have already determined that one is better than two. So if two loses to one, why do they drop to five?
Yeah, that's always been a little shit. I guess it's a manner in which they lose.
If two beats one, why don't they just flip spots? Why does one drop to five?
Well, it depends. If it's Alabama, they'll do whatever they can to keep them as high as possible. If it's someone else, they'll drop to 15.
Man, I just got back. I had to go get more tests.
Did you?
Yeah, I got an echocardiogram.
You have an appointment this time. Echocardiogram? What?
Yeah.
That sounds like a social media platform I haven't signed up for.
For my heart and all my...
Are you okay?
They check all of, yeah, I'm fine, dude.
All right. Just got to make sure, man.
When you get old, you got to get these things checked. And, you know, every time you have like a little something that's abnormal, yeah, then it means you got 27 more tests.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Well, I'm glad you're doing the smart thing. You're not ignoring it. You're not too manly for the doctor.
As long as they ain't got to do a colonoscopy, I'm good.
Still no? Still have it? You still dodged that?
I had one.
Yeah. You have to have one at this
point. I had one when I was... I think I had one when I was 50.
Yeah.
And then I don't have to have another one until I'm 60 because I got them good guts.
Well, listen, if for some reason you need another one, I know a guy who changes tires. He does.
Change tires.
Yeah. In Hialeah, same spot. If you need a BBL, whatever you need done, he's got you.
I got you. No, I'm good.
Well, luckily you're good. Brittany, how are you? How are you on this lovely Friday?
I'm fantastic this morning.
Didn't write any horny little stories in the past.
No. I have F1 on in the studio. I'm just ecstatic. F1 is finally back after 3 weeks.
Where are they? They must be in Europe somewhere.
They're in the Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yeah.
So do they have a similar schedule to soccer where it's like, they just
don't you dare compare. Like,
but they have like, like 25 spots a year.
Yes, it's 26 races.
26
circuits.
But they race all over the country.
Yeah,
so
all over the world.
Sometimes you might have a couple all over the world. Sorry. So they may have a couple of weeks off because they got to ship all their stuff around the world.
Well, yeah, but it's mostly they have a summer break. It's called a summer break. So they take a month off around this time every year, but they're back already.
You know why they take a month off, right?
Why? I have no idea.
Football.
Ooh.
But they start right when football starts, so that is.
Yeah.
So they're an 11th, like 11-month kind of thing.
Yes.
Here?
So they pretty much, like, honestly, their season ends at the like mid December and it starts back by March. So they really only have like they're only off a total of like 3 months throughout the year.
So I fight
now, what's crazy,
all year.
So let me ask, how do they practice? Because I know a lot of like the NASCAR, they have a track where they practice at their home track.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah,
F1 is all road courses. How do you?
Each team has a headquarters and somewhere around the world, and they have tracks there that they will go and practice on. But when they're on their summer break, it's called the summer break, they're not allowed, the regulations do not allow them to be in contact with the team or drive any of the cars during that time.
So it's a break.
Yeah, it's a break.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, look, break is over and you're front row for the return
excited.
Of F1.
I don't know who knew I was
coming
in today.
So what time is the race? So you got to watch this race at like, 8 o'clock Sunday morning?
It's at 9 Sunday.
9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's 9 a.m.
I know, it was really cool. One of my favorite, it didn't work out the first year. I think it was a little better the second year because of the track. But it was really cool seeing F1 in Vegas. Just like it was really cool seeing it in Miami. Because, let's be honest, if you're familiar with the area, you're pretty amazed at how could a car go 190 miles an hour somewhere in Miami Gardens.
It's true. Like, it was very impressionable. My first time ever going to a Grand Prix was this past year, and it was very impressionable. Like, when those cars go past you, it is like,
yes,
like you get your breath is taken away. I would love to go to Vegas. That's one of my dream races to go to for sure. But that's like one of the more expensive races in the whole circuit.
You know what you don't realize?
What?
This is what NASCAR, F1, how loud those cars are.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
They're so loud.
You see the guys with the headphones or whatever, but
I mean, that's a little dramatic. I didn't go that far. But how it's very loud.
Thing is, how could they, like, they're talking back and forth with all that noise. And I'm like, if the kids are talking in the back seat, I can't hear somebody on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that about servers in the club. Sometimes when it's like things are pumping and I'm like, are you sure you got my order? Because if I don't get a double, then I'm going to be very upset. But I guess you just get used to it after a while, you know?
You know what? It's that. Jukebox. That's ridiculous.
Yes!
That's ridiculous. Wait.
Hey,
am I driving the car? Do I have to? Okay, I've never ran a route in the NFL or caught a touchdown, and I can still talk about the NFL. So, like, let's all calm down, all right?
Brittany, you can't put air in your tires?
No, I cannot. I don't want to rehash this.
What do we even? It's like I can change a tire. Cool, totally get it. Fine, not a problem for you. Air in the tire, though.
Then I would give you a pass. I would give men a pass on changing the tire, because the tools that are in your trunk right now to change your tire are a little suspect. Well, you used to have the major thing where you crank that thing up, it didn't lift up anything. Now you got to put the one bar in a hole underneath your car somewhere on a beam and crank it, and you always wondering whether this gonna hold this up.
Oh, I've had it fall off multiple times. But I'm sorry, I still don't excuse you. If you are a 25-plus male and you don't know how to change a tire, unacceptable.
Okay.
Can't do it. Well, I can't be friends with you. I can't be friends with you.
So you can't be friends with me because I can't put a tire in my tire?
If you're hanging out with that guy, you're less of a man.
It just can't. Like, imagine me and my wife are, like, stopped and, like, oh, we got a flat tire here. And I have to call someone else? Call AAA. Are you, sir, this is, look, I can't. I'll admit it. I'm not the most handy guy in the world. I don't know how to, like, excuse me, do things that my grandfather and other men did, but a tire? Come on.
I've changed my own battery. Yeah, I've changed the filter cartridge on my pool, and today I'm going to change my pool pump.
Look at that.
So no more green, like, pool?
But wait, you know what's crazy?
No more lily pad.
People think of me and think, there's no way he could do that. No, I do it.
Yeah, I mean, just be able to do what needs to get done. Other
you
than
know
that,
why?
I totally get it.
I can save a couple of $100 and eat more food.
fair. No, honestly, and there's certain things, for example, like I know how to change my oil, but I'd rather pay someone $25 to change my oil. Just because now I got to lift the car, I got to drain it, get rid of the oil.
I'm going to tell you what happened if I try to change my oil. I get up under there, lift it up, drain it, and it'll be too hot and I burn myself because I don't want to wait for the oil to cool up.
I see, that's another thing too.
Because, you know, when you go to the place to get all the stuff you need and you get back home, you got to wait a couple hours.
Yeah, for sure.
I ain't got time for all that. I can just go to the oil place. While you sitting in the car, some oil places will just jack you up, change it, you're on your way.
Yeah. So same logic could be applied to changing your own tire. See, but this is the thing. I'm never going to be in a position where it's like I'm pulled over on the side of the road because I have to change my oil. You know, I may be in an emergency situation where my tire is you know, messed up. And now what am I going to do with it? I got to call another guy? Like, that's crazy.
You know what else? Yeah. You know, another reason why I hate changing my own tire?
Why?
When I got a nice truck, got some nice thick wheels on it, and you got to put the little bitty baby donut on it.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is.
I got a full tire, though.
Oh, that's good. See, and
I got a full spare.
The veteran adults, once you change your tires, you take one of those bad boys, and that's your new spare. But
you can't do it that way.
Why not?
Because you have to buy a whole new rim.
Yeah.
So you got to get the full tire. You got to get the full spare when you get your car. And the other thing is that if once you do that, right, I tell you what I can't do.
What?
Put the other tire back where I got the other one from.
Oh, you're talking about underneath the...
Yeah, so that bad boy is just sitting in my trunk. Yeah. And then I go change it, and then I have them, you know, put my spare back and whatever.
Well, Brittany, I apologize. I didn't mean to judge you for that. Although I do have an entire segment dedicated to you later on.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm not sure if you're
Brittany,
familiar with our work.
That you have, what you have done is you made a very big impression on us. You either the best liar, the best liar in the world, or you tell some kind of wishy-washy stories that we need to kick the tires on just a little bit more.
Yeah, well, don't worry. We're just going to kick them. We won't be putting air in them.
Because I don't know how to do that. So.
We today have a jam-packed show. Of course, the Miami Hurricanes prepare for their matchup against Notre Dame on Sunday.
Can't wait. Can't wait. I'm excited about this. I have decided that I will watch the game.
Oh, thank
in
you.
My house.
Well, hold on. You know, we got to tickle your fancy later. So we don't know. We don't know if he's going to watch the game or not.
All right. There's a lot of big games this weekend. You got Texas, Ohio State.
Yeah.
And absolutely. We ain't even get to our biggest news.
Oof. Big trade yesterday, man.
Micah Parsons. And which will be the single-handed. But look, the only trade I could think of is worse besides the Luka trade, right, is the Herschel Walker for an entire draft.
Man, you think this is going to be that significant?
Yeah, because guess what? Yeah. With that trade, the Herschel Walker trade to the Vikings, the Cowboys went on a historical run.
That is true. That is true. I didn't think that you thought so highly of Micah. And the return wasn't crazy. I think I saw Barry Jackson tweet out that.
I will say this, though. Jerry's a liar. Because he found a reason to try to get people to accept the trade when we knew it was all about his ego.
Oh, yeah.
And he has done this with players in the past, so his track record is bad. See what I'm saying?
Also, I think he's senile. I'm not sure, but he's a very old man, and I wouldn't necessarily. We didn't trust his decision making to begin with, but we're actually going to hear some of the things that he mentioned afterwards. And you know, it's a typical Lucas Fat. You know, we do something crazy and then we try to justify it with something that's like
exactly
stupid, but Dade South points out he called him Michael Parsons.
Yeah, Michael.
Which is, Michael. I know, Leroy, early on into my experience in this show, one of the things that you mentioned is like you're really big on people knowing your name. That's like one of the first signs of respect.
Sign of respect. If you don't know it, you show respect by asking.
Yeah.
But if you don't pronounce somebody's name right and you don't even care to ask, they don't care that much about you. I'm a firm believer of that.
Now, like I mentioned, we have a jam-packed show, so we'll get into that. Did you guys discuss the Dolphins' new deep blue jerseys yesterday?
We did. We thought they were black.
I thought they were black as well, but I think
I thought they were black. I'm not going to lie.
They've coined it pitch blue.
Well, no, not pitch blue. Dark water blue.
They're hideous.
Fair.
So. You don't like them?
No.
Really? Wow.
I think actually all of the ones, I think every single one in the NFL is horrible.
Yeah, I actually have all the other ones from the other teams, so all
right, well,
we'll rank them.
Should we probably take a little?
Yeah.
We're trying to do the whole thing in the first segment.
Thank you, Brittany. You can read.
He's firing early, Brittany. He's firing early.
Timbo Slice said, Leroy trying to do the whole show in the first segment.
We will be tickling Leroy's fancy. We got some trivia. We got some Why You Always Lying Marcos edition, Dead to Me. It's gonna be a fun Friday here on the show. These headlines were brought to you by our friends over at Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. When we come back, we'll discuss more of the Micah Parsons trade and get the reaction from around the league, as well as what Jerry Jones himself had to say about Mr. Michael Parsons. That and much more on the Tell Me Leroy Show.
Yeah. Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah. Call Leroy on his cell phone.
This is good Drake.
Every Drake is good Drake.
No, that I can do without that Nokia song.
What?
It's just he keep repeating the same stuff over and over again.
You know what that means? That's usually a sign he stole the song. Sometimes like somebody will have a song that's like 80% done and Drake will be like, this is a good song. And then he'll take it and then re-release it, but not really change any lyrics.
I mean, he just said the same thing over and over again.
Let's call him up for.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Is it? And you know what?
Right.
The best parts don't even have his voice, but.
Right, but you know what I'm saying? So yeah. So you can understand why I'm a little, I ain't too.
Totally. No, of course. I can understand why a lot of people aren't, but.
That's your guy. That's your guy.
You know, I gotta ride with my guys. You know, yeah. I see my guy get knocked out, then, you know, I blame the ref. You know how to do.
Yeah.
Before we went to break, we were discussing a big trade. Leroy's calling it the biggest trade since Herschel Walker. And that is Micah Parsons. That is right. Micah Parsons is now a Green Bay Packer. Let me see.
Here's why it's so stupid. Let me tell you why it's a bad move.
Okay.
If you had done this 4 months earlier before the draft,
yeah,
you would have got four first rounders. So let's think about this.
That's a good point.
Basically,
yeah,
they got, and if I'm not mistaken, less than what the Dolphins traded for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I believe so.
So think about that.
Two first rounders. Crazy.
So are they on the same? Because defense wins championships.
Yes.
If you can get after the quarterback and stop the run, but mostly get after the quarterback. That's who's making all the money. Then you're considered a contender. And that's why I view this team a little different than a lot of people. Because if the one thing that I think this team will be able to do with all the pass rushers they have and what they have inside is get after the quarterback. Now, we don't know yet whether they can stop the run on a consistent basis. I'm talking about the Dolphins. But you know they have a plethora of pass rushers that can get after the quarterback that have been successful at getting after the quarterback. And so that's a good start. as far as defense and kind of helping your secondary. Jerry Jones tried to cover his tracks by being making good points as a football organization. And that is, as great as Micah Parsons is, they were almost last in the league at stopping the run. So if you have a pass rusher like that, they're just going to run the football. So that all makes sense. And you could justify it. At any point in time, you could justify making the trade. However, the fact that you made the trade now doesn't give that appearance. It gives the appearance that your ego, it gives the appearance that your frustrations with the situation made you make a move very hastily. And to say we've been talking about it for months, the trade should have took place on draft day. Because then you could have maybe got a replacement or some other pieces on that day to have cheap talent on your team for the next couple of years. So for a guy who is business savvy, for a guy who has stuck to his guns almost at the peril of his franchise, this is a move that doesn't fit any of that.
Now, a couple specifics about this contract. Micah Parsons
got a check for $120 million. That's it. That's all that matters.
For sure. That's the guaranteed money?
No, that's the check he got signing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
As of right now, he makes more than Mahomes on a yearly basis. Mahomes is at 45 a year. He is at 47. His whole deal is a four-year, $188 million contract with $136 million guaranteed. That'll make him the highest paid non-quarterback in league history.
Which he was going to be anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Everybody was talking about that before the draft, that Micah Parsons is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of the NFL. This is nothing new. Like, we're not shocked here. Nobody in football is shocked by the number that Micah Parsons got. We've been talking about this all year, that he was going to be the highest non-quarterback. So the fact that he got this money, you ever notice, nobody's talking about the money he got. Everybody's talking about the trade. We all knew he was going to get that money.
Now, a couple of notes from Jerry Jones' press conference where he addressed the Micah Parsons trade. Here's some quotes. We all know we could have signed Micah, but we decided to go with the trade. So this was definitely a choice. This wasn't something that just like, you know, out of their hands kind of vibe. Like Leroy mentioned, he emphasized the fact that we need to stop the run and alluded to the fact that Micah Parsons, although a very good edge rusher, was not necessarily great when it came to stopping the run.
Well, no, it's not even that, though. You have to understand, pass rushers come from the outside.
Yeah.
They try to run stunts to get him inside to kind of change up that run. But the way you beat a dominant pass rusher outside is just run inside. And you take him out of the play with your game plan. So to say Micah Parsons can't stop the run is not accurate. To say the Dallas Cowboys couldn't stop the run because they didn't have a force inside, that's more accurate. But Jerry Jones and some people are trying to put that on Micah Parsons. That's not accurate, right? The Dolphins are better set up for that. They were set up better for it last year with Calais Campbell and Zach Sealer. Now you put those pass rushes outside and you force up the middle. Everything gets pushed to your rush guys. If you don't have those inside guys, then they just run and run right by the pass rushers. So, yes, he makes a valid point there. That's factual. You can look at the numbers of what they did last year. It was terrible. It was terrible, and every team that they played just ran it down their throat. That is, but here's the football problem of it. What was the problem for the Dolphins last year? Offensive line?
Yeah, staying healthy, offensive line.
And what did they do this offseason? Lack of
creativity and
play
calling.
What did they do this offseason?
No discipline. What did they? They enhanced their offensive line. Mm-hmm. They went back to I hope at least a run first.
Well, we're not even talking about the schematics.
Oh, okay.
Just what was deemed to be a problem?
Offensive line.
Offensive line.
Yep.
And they made a bunch of moves.
Absolutely.
Brought up their young talent to try to solidify that. It's no guarantee it's going to work, but they made a conscious effort to improve that portion of their team. Correct?
Indeed, they did.
Dallas knew in January after the season ended what their issues were. What did they do about it?
I don't think they've done anything.
So to then take that and then center all of that around the Micah Parsons trade, you didn't do your job in January before the draft. Don't put that on him.
Yep. Now, what do you think of these two picks you got in return? Like, do you think this is
you got a run stuffer? He's
yeah, that's right. Clark, I believe is his name.
He's a quality guy.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I give you a perfect example of how things are done. Dallas was terrible at stopping the run. They traded for a 31-year-old run stopper. Who's good? Who's good? Yeah. I'm not going to say that's not going to change how they do things inside. The Green Bay Packers were the worst at, I guess they call it pass win rate, with their outside guys getting after the quarterback. The worst, almost the worst in the league. And so they saw an opportunity to get an elite pass rusher and change all that because Micah Parsons was the best at that stat. Now, you see this trade and you think one team who was already kind of in the mix for a championship just fixed a glaring issue they had. And another team who hasn't had success in the playoffs either, no success, got rid of one of their dominant players to supposedly beef up the run stop. So from the standpoint of how I'm looking, Green Bay got better at what they were bad at. And Dallas may have gotten better at what they were bad at, but got worse at the thing they were great at.
Got worse overall, yeah.
Right. So now they might be able to stop the run, but now they're going to get picked apart. And look at the conference you play in. Look at the division you play in. So you're going to have to deal with the Eagles. You're going to have to deal with Washington. Who knows where New York is going to be once Jackson Dart starts playing with those wide receivers. Now, just in your division, what's better? Besides Philly, stopping the run is not number one on the list. You better get after the quarterback. And you got worse. So how did your team get better?
Well, honestly, I think the entire NFL world, the entire sports world was shocked by this. This is some reactions from around the sports world. Patrick Queen just simply wrote, sheesh. Jonathan Abram says this is insane. J.J. Watt says, keep refreshing to see if it's real. What a move by Green Bay. Draymond Green chimed in, says, wow, Jerry didn't want to pay him. He said, wow, Jerry didn't want to pay the money. Good bag, Micah. Jalen Ramsey says, love it. Tyron Matthew says, wow, I want to rant, but it's no point.
Right.
And Tua weighed in and says, doesn't matter, Dolphins in 4. Not sure what he means by that.
This is one of those situations where deep down, you know you screwed the pooch. You screwed up. But you can find something to kind of justify it and hope everybody else fall for it. And I'm going to just say this. Jerry. In the words of Marcos, you ain't falling for it. We ain't falling for it. Your emotions got in the way of your business savvy, and you made an erratic move because you didn't want to deal with it. Because you knew you were going to have to pay him $188 million, and your pride, based on all the things that you've said to this point, would make you look foolish. And that's what he had a problem with.
My heart goes out to the city of Dallas. In one calendar year, Luka and Micah gone.
Yep.
But have no fear, because the Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, look to not be making any dramatic moves in the upcoming future. We know what to expect down here. So let's go ahead and continue our coverage of all things South Florida on South Florida's leader for sports, FM 104.3 WQAM. What we just did right there was known as our football report, and those Miami football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. We take a break, and when we come back, it is our favorite segment of the first hour. And by ours, I mean only mine. Day to day, we'll find out what celebrity birthdays are today, as well as what national days we're supposed to be celebrating. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your boy, Frog Boy, in the chair today with, of course, Leroy, Brittany holding things down, and, of course, as usual, behind the scenes, Jay Fig, making sure everything runs smooth. It is a beautiful Friday, August 29th. If you are not listening to the Tobin and Leroy show right now, what you should be doing, if you really love me, is attempting to get on The Price is Right, which is currently testing or taking contestants on Toyota of Hollywood on 441, I believe just past Sheridan or just before Sheridan. I can't remember. But right now, that would be what I would be doing if I wasn't here giving you this Marconi-worthy performance. We're going to go over day to day to determine celebrity birthdays and national days we should be celebrating. Not too many birthdays on our list for today that were notable. I really maybe will know about two or three. A happy birthday. A lot of these people too have passed away, unfortunately. Maybe
I already know what's coming, and I don't want to talk about it.
Liam Payne.
Oh, One Direction.
Yeah, that. Bring it happy up. Happy birthday to Mr. Liam. Another post mortem birthday here, John McCain. Politician.
Yep.
War hero, I believe.
Yep, he was a POW. Remember Trump said, I would prefer my guys not getting caught?
Yeah, imagine. Buddy, imagine. This is one that maybe Leroy may recognize here. What about Isabel Sanford, actress finally remembered for her role as Wheezy. Jefferson on the sitcom The Jefferson.
Yeah. You know Lenny Kravitz's mom was in that show, right?
I did not know that.
You know the black lady with the white husband upstairs?
Oh, okay, never mind. I was gonna say it wasn't Florida Evans, right?
No.
Let's see. Oh, I probably should put cast, right? That'd probably be better.
Yeah.
Or I could just put Lenny Kravitz's mom. How about that? Jefferson's. I'm sorry. I understand this is amazing radio right now, but
I mean, I could do it quicker than you're doing it.
No way. Roxy Roker. That can't be
right. Yeah.
Roxy Roker. Roxy Roker. She played Helen Willis on the show.
Roxy Roker is Lenny Kravitz's mom.
Well, that's a cool name. Another birthday,
which is funny because her life in the show was identical to her life in real life. She was married to a white guy.
Just get paid to play yourself.
Yeah,
perfect. This is a name we don't know, but I feel like we should because I never heard this before. You guys know who Jackie Mitchell is?
No.
She's one of America's first female pitchers who struck out Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig.
Wow.
Yeah, passed away in 1987, so I can understand why we don't know her. But I was like, I've never heard this woman's name ever. And she struck out these two people? That's pretty impressive. This is what I mean, though, in which I'm having to like stretch to find these birthdays. But there is one, of course, that seems to be above all. A happy postmortem birthday to Mr. Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I didn't even know his birthday was.
Yeah.
That's it in August. So take that, Tobin. Huh? Not the worst month after all.
I mean.
Something that happened on this day. Skype Technologies released their video conferencing software in 2003 and proceeded to drop the ball during the pandemic and allow Zoom to just swoop in and steal their spot.
Yep.
Very crazy. Now let's move on to National Day Today's. It is National Chop Suey Day, as chop suey was said to be invented in this day in 1897. Chop suey. Anyone know what that is or had it before?
No.
I have no idea. No, it's a rock song. But based off what I'm seeing right now, it's assorted pieces of meat, eggs, vegetables, cabbage, in a thickened sauce with rice. Doesn't it necessarily look bad.
Sounds like chopped sewage.
Well, I think that's why it's called that.
Yeah.
I think it kind of just looks like.
Somebody said, ask me about Kat Dennings' birthday.
Kat Dennings, what?
She's the girl from Two Broke Chicks. She was also in the Marvel movies and Thor.
All right, but like, why? Should, oh, I recognize her, but why should I ask about her birthday?
I don't know.
It's June 13th.
I don't know.
All right, solid. Appreciate
that.
Okay, let's see. National Day today. It is national. This is strange. Are you going to be celebrating, Leroy? It is National Lemon Juice Day.
Lemon juice.
Yep, not even lemonade. Just lemon not juice.
You can't have lemonade, that cool, refreshing drink, without having lemon juice.
Gotta appreciate that. And this is...
Hey, you know you broke when you go to a restaurant, they ask you, do you want something to drink? They say, yeah, bring me lemon water and some sugar.
Back in sugar. I'll make it myself. National College Colors Day is every Friday before Labor Day.
Wow.
So National College Colors Day.
Y'all don't want me to go get my stuff.
Yeah, the maize mm-hmm. and there's no cool other color for the blue, right? It's just maize and blue.
Yeah, a lot of schools do that though, because Ohio State is scarlet and gray.
Yeah, why do they? Why not?
Right, and people don't realize Clemson is purple and orange.
It is purple. Why wouldn't people realize that?
Well, because maybe like, it's like a once fancy, a year. It used to happen like. Remember Notre Dame used to wear the green jerseys?
Yeah, they do their Veterans Day. It's all purple.
Right.
Around Veterans Day. Game.
Oh,
like
you know what? I get that because appreciation. You would think that it's orange and white or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, maybe that's because I grew up
purple striping on their pants.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people didn't know they had purple.
You know what?
I don't understand how they don't know that. But also I could be biased because I grew up literally 30 minutes away from there.
Right. Or Stanford, the color is cardinal?
Cardinal red?
Cardinal red and white.
Yeah. Hmm. So there's a lot of schools with like crazy colors.
I want a school to have macaroni and cheese as their that's their color. We're macaroni and cheese and brown.
You know what's funny? Yeah. Ever since Jordan, I don't know if it was called this beforehand, Carolina Blue.
Oh, Carolina Blue. I think it's always been called. I think that's what they've always called it. UNC has always called it Carolina Blue.
Okay. Carolina Blue is weird. Yeah. That's the only school, I think, that actually calls blue. Like their color is their
color.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well, it's like McLaren for F1. Sorry to bring them up, but they're papaya, not orange. People don't realize that their color is papaya, not orange.
I don't like papaya. I don't like mango.
Well, I
don't want to have to have I want to have to have a UFC struggle with my fruit.
It doesn't have to be hard to eat a mango, Leroy. It's very simple.
It's stringy. And there's a big seed that you eat around. You can't even just cut the mango off the seed without leaving some of the mango on the seed.
True, but it's so delicious.
No,
so
it's not. Good. Too so stringy. Good. So but good. Here's the thing. That's you want to hear something crazy? I do not like mango, but I like mango-flavored stuff.
Yeah, Brittany, this is odd. He does this all the time. Please, don't even.
Dave South said, I'm getting the wrong mangoes.
Yeah,
I feel like you're not having good mangoes. I feel like if you have good mangoes, they're not stringy at all. They're actually very smooth.
You have a mango tree, Brittany?
No.
Poor.
She answered that almost like she spoke down to you. Most people, like my neighbor has a mango tree.
Nah, I don't have one either.
Tobin has a mango tree.
It was more of a...
Wait.
Do you think I own a house? Like, do you think I could live in a house? What?
Tobin brings in mangoes that are big as your head. Like, I'm like, what kind of mangoes are you growing in your backyard?
That's the best kind of mangoes.
We found out recently that Tobin isn't allergic to mango, but just
mango syrup.
The syrup that comes off of the mango before you open it.
Are you serious?
It's very strange. Very
that's
strange.
Very
he's a baby. He has a baby immune system. But
do you have a mango tree, Marcos?
I don't. I'm also poor.
Okay.
I
didn't have one.
I don't have a mango tree.
Well, you could have a mango tree if you wanted one, Leroy.
No,
we can't.
In the slums. Leroy's in the slums.
No, I don't think so.
We're gonna take a quick commercial.
I don't know,
break.
Marcos. You've never seen my house because you come and eat and leave.
I've seen your backyard. That's where the grill is. when we come back, we got our Tua on the program. We'll be talking all things football, preparing for this weekend's big game, and we will try to tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.